Exercise 7, page 58. Text 1.
Sally, you were the youngest female director in the UK at one point, appearing on the covers of business magazines and giving your opinions on TV. Then one day you disappeared. What happened?
Well, I didn't disappear from the face of the planet, just from that area of it. I used to get up every morning with a smile on my face and a determination to turn a company on its head. Until one day, suddenly, the smile was gone, and I didn't know why.
So what did you do?
Carried on with the job, but then one day I was lucky enough to get a call from my old headmistress, and she asked me to give a talk to the sixth form at my old school. The minute I finished that speech, I knew what I wanted to do.
Was it easy to retrain?
Well, the government allows charter schools to hire experts to take special classes without doing any training. So I got a lot of freedom to design lessons the way I wanted, and no retraining required.
That was a lucky break.
Text 2.
Well, that was a lot easier than I had expected, for me at least. Poor Tommy didn't look like he knew anything. He left after half an hour with his face as white as a sheet.
I know, and poor Mr. Foster didn't know what to do. He can't have any experience with exams.
Well, he's not a young teacher, but he only just came to our school this year, so I'm not sure. But he didn't know that Tommy was allowed to leave when he wanted.
Tommy didn't study, that's the problem. I hope he learns his lesson when he retakes.
I hope he doesn't have to wait until next June. I think they'll bring back the September retakes, don't you?
I'm sure of it. A year is too long to wait. And there were a lot of complaints about them cancelling September retakes last year.
Are all the exams going to be this easy?
Apparently, yes. Because we missed so many hours this year, they've deliberately brought the level down to give us a chance.
I'm glad they did. I did some past papers in preparation and failed them all.
Text 3.
I'd like to thank Mrs. Albright for inviting me here to talk to you all. It fills me with hope to see so many bright faces in front of me, and it also fills me with nostalgia. You may not believe it by looking at me, but just 20 years ago, I was sitting down there, right there, in fact, where the boy with that magnificent mane of red hair is sitting now, looking up at a speaker that Mrs. Albright had invited in to tell us about the big, wide world awaiting us. It is a big world, and it is a wide world, and it is a wonderful world. But in the words of Cat Stevens, it's also a wild world. Or maybe you know the cover version of his song by Mr. Big better. But by saying wild, I don't want to scare you or make you reluctant to enter it. Quite the contrary. It's that I want you to be ready for it, one, and two, to have the confidence in yourself and the support you need from your friends in order to succeed. I'm sure some of you have already got part-time jobs or have travelled alone, or have taken part in activities that brought you face-to-face with your own abilities and shortcomings. But others will have done none of these, and leaving for university, or even straight into the world of work, is going to be a shock to the system. Prepare yourself for it, because I've known people who've lost years trying to readjust. At school, I always admired a girl. I'll call her Jenny. Jenny was top of the class, athletic, and in the in crowd at the school. I was sure she'd succeed in life. When I met her a few years back, she was still living in my hometown and doing a job that even she admitted she found very easy, even boring. And when I asked her why, she said that when she went to university, she felt so out of her depth that she left after a month and a half and never went back. She's never failed, you see, and never learned to take the knocks. I told her that when I went to university, I felt lost too, but I persevered. There was no way I was going home. When Thomas Edison was trying to invent the electric light bulb, it said that he tried 1,000 different materials for the filament, the part of a bulb that glows. When people asked him why he didn't quit after so many failures, he simply replied that for him, they weren't failures at all. He had, he said, discovered 1,000 ways not to build a light bulb. And at 1,001, ding, the light came on. It's a wild world, a tough world, a rough world. You will get setbacks, knockbacks, and rejections. But don't look at them as failures, but steps on the ladder to success. That's the secret of making it in the big, wide world in front of you, and enjoying it while you do so. Thank you.